Vroom was selling over 100,000 cars a year. They were making billions, had an IPO, and hit an $8 billion valuation. And then? Bankrupt. What happened? How does a company grow that fast and then crash and burn? Our story begins in August 2013. At the time, it was called Auto America, founded by Kevin Westfall and Marshall Cheshron. They also had two co-founders join, Elliot Wortman and, in particular, Alan Block. Auto America was transformed into Vroom, but more importantly, into an entirely different business. And pretty quickly, it started gaining ground. In just two short years, their revenue had reached $900 million. It was even on Forbes' hottest e-commerce startups in 2015. How was Vroom growing so quickly? It was just a car dealership, right? Yes, but not exactly. Most people have a car dealership story and have had some salesman try to upsell them or swindle them. Vroom set out to change that.
Are you gonna buy the car?
Please, if I could just go home and discuss things with my wife. I've been here all weekend.
You can leave any time you want.
Never go to a dealership again.
Elliot Wortman and Alan Block, the then CEO, had changed Vroom into essentially a tech company. A platform to buy secondhand cars, refurbish them in Texas, and then sell them for a markup. The pitch, though, was painless car purchases. Buy online, have the car delivered, cut out the annoying dealerships. Vroom made it digital, nationwide, and less stressful. They would buy used cars from customers across the country, recondition them, and sell them online with delivery. The solution was a no-brainer. People hated the old dealership experience, so why not cut it out entirely? It's easy to see why it took off, but Vroom did more than just grow. Vroom began to explode. In 2015, they had a valuation of $218 million, but that was nothing compared to their future. They received $50 million in funding, then another $90 million to acquire a smaller company, Texas Direct Auto. This pushed the combined company's revenue to almost a billion, but it was clear Bloke had bigger plans. Look, $900 million is by no means a tiny business, he said, but in the context of a $500 billion used car industry, we are two tiny specks of dust on the back of an elephant. Bloke wanted to scale, and I can see why. Carvana, a similar e-commerce car dealership, was exploding and receiving hundreds of millions in funding. It was time for Vroom to accelerate. From 2016 to 2019, Vroom's e-commerce revenue grew 77% per year. From 2018 to 2019, that was 95% year-over-year growth. Things kept growing. In 2020, the company reported $1.36 billion in revenue, up from $1.19 billion in 2019. That year, Vroom sold over 34,000 cars, and now it was time to go all in. In June 2020, Vroom performed an IPO, which spiked their value again to $2.48 billion. They also raised $467 million. By August, they had a market cap of over $8 billion. Impressive, but all of this is a bit strange because this whole time, Vroom had been losing money. Hundreds of millions, in fact. How were they getting so much in funding and growing so big, yet losing money the whole time? Not only that, customers would soon learn that Vroom wasn't so painless after all. Turns out, Vroom wasn't as painless as promised, and neither is the internet. That's why I use today's sponsor, Delete Me. Delete Me is a personal data removal service that automatically contacts data brokers, those sketchy companies that collect and sell your personal information, and ensures your data is wiped from their databases. I didn't care much about data brokers until someone used my credit card to run a bunch of Facebook ads. I went down a rabbit hole trying to clean things up. I stumbled upon dozens of shady people search websites listing my name, former addresses, and even old email accounts I'd forgotten. I looked into trying to remove it myself, but every site had a different opt-out form, and some wanted you to fax in proof of ID. It was ridiculous. That's why I personally use Delete Me to make the whole process easy. They handle everything from beginning to end. You can see on my Delete Me dashboard that they scanned 98 data brokers and 270 listings to keep my information private. And if you've got family, This matters even more, because a lot of these broker sites tie you to relatives, which is what makes the family plan so worth it. Get 20% off Delete Me consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/logically and use promo code logically at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/logically, code logically. Thank you to Delete Me for supporting our videos. First, we need to go back to 2020, because how Vroom grew so big so fast is a bit unusual. In 2020, Vroom sold 82% more cars, but still lost 202.8 million. What's even stranger is that figure is up from 2019, where they lost 143 million. So why did things explode in 2020? Well, around that time, the auto industry was going through a massive change.
People are believed to have been sickened by the new virus.
Tonight, U.S. airports on high alert, screening passengers for symptoms of a deadly new virus.
Very concerned. Now that you brought it to my attention, I'll stay away from most people wearing masks.
The pandemic impacted virtually every industry on Earth, yet its impact on the automotive industry was unexpected. With supply chains crippled, supply of cars decreased and sales fell by 22% from 2019. Supply was down, but people still needed cars, so prices went up. Dealerships and automakers noticed surging profits, fewer cars, yet somehow more money. So companies changed their tactics. They prioritized high-priced vehicles, and with low supply, even higher profits. The average car price reached an all-time high of $47,000 in 2021. That's a $10,000 jump from 2019, or a 27% price jump in just 2 years. Car prices skyrocketed far, far above average earnings, yet secondhand cars saw an even bigger jump. The price changes jumped as high as 45%. If you wanted to save for a used car at the end of 2021, it would take 5 more weeks than if you did it the year prior. While some businesses were failing, car dealerships were making absurd profits, and the supply isn't the only reason. In 2020, the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates from 1.75% all the way to 0 to 0.25%. Prices were going up, but the cost of financing a car was going down. This explains how Vroom's valuation grew so massive in 2020 and 2021. Vroom saw the pandemic as go time, time to spend big on marketing and finance debt for more cars and acquisitions. But here's the catch. This whole time, since the very start, Vroom hadn't made any profit. In a 2020 financial statement, Vroom said, "We have had a history of losses and we may not achieve or maintain profitability in the future. We have not been profitable since our inception in 2012 and had an accumulated deficit of approximately $616.1 million as of March 31st, 2020. Even in the pandemic, with how lucrative things were in 2021, they weren't. In fact, they lost even more money. $3.1 billion in revenue, but $370 million in losses. That's half their total losses over the past 9 years in just 2021. How are they losing this much money when they should be making absurd profit? What was Vroom doing wrong? Well, remember that advertisement from earlier? That was run in the 2021 Super Bowl. They were pouring millions into marketing to scale as fast as possible. But in order to scale that fast, they had to spend money they didn't have, meaning debt, and lots of it. They were spending hundreds of millions on scaling, which meant marketing, but also acquisitions. In 2020, they bought the AI analytics company CarStory for $120 million. Then, in October 2021, they acquired United Auto Credit Corporation, an automotive finance and lending company, for $300 million. But almost all of this was in cash, which basically just means in debt. But there's also something else. Vroom was doing something called floor plan financing. Most dealerships do this, but Vroom was doing it on a massive scale. This is essentially a credit card for car dealers, purely for purchasing car inventory. They buy a car but finance it through a lender. Then when they sell it, they repay the lender with interest and some fees. If they aren't sold too quickly, other fees get added on for the dealer. It actually makes a lot of sense if done right. Dealers have a wide inventory of cars and buying them all in bulk would cost a fortune. But Vroom was doing it at an absurd scale, financing thousands of cars every week, since they were also selling thousands every week. In March of 2020, they secured a $450 million financing deal with Ali to buy inventory. That's a lot of cars, and they were selling those cars faster and faster. In Q2 of 2021, Vroom reported 18,268 cars sold, up 172% from that time last year. Thousands of cars every week. It's not the practice that was a problem, but how many cars Vroom was financing, and in combination with what came next. The auto industry began to shift. Supply chains opened up so more cars could come in. Demand went down once again, and more secondhand cars meant their soaring prices were coming down. The Federal Reserve also raised interest rates to over 5%. Suddenly, Vroom's massive inventory of cars was a lot less valuable. To make matters worse, they had financed most of it. So not only was it harder to sell, they made less profit and they were paying fees and interest on all the cars they couldn't sell. They had tried to grow it as fast and as big as possible and to become profitable sometime down the road. But that never happened. Instead, the auto industry changed once again. Yet, there's somehow still more. Vroom was pressed externally by the market, but internally, things were also going very, very wrong. So wrong that they got in trouble with the FTC. Alright, real quick. We've racked up 160 million views on this channel, but we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is even worse than Vroom's negative margins. My dream is to reach 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and if you watching right now subscribe, we can actually make that dream a reality. Over the past couple of years, thousands of complaints against Vroom have made their way to the Better Business Bureau. In fact, over 5,000 of them.
The state of Florida has filed a 47-count administrative complaint against Vroom, saying the company has continually failed to meet state requirements to transfer title.
When buying a used car, it usually has to be registered and is given a new license plate. But Vroom often didn't, meaning customers were stuck with the car they couldn't even drive.
Months later, it sits in the driveway because Vroom has failed to transfer the title. Keep in mind, Florida law requires a transfer within 30 days.
It's beautiful. It's a huge ornament in my driveway. I love it, but I can't drive it.
Yet, that's just where the problems begin. Some customers were paying tens of thousands for a car, but afterwards, Vroom couldn't figure out where their car was and would just lie to them.
The salesperson lied to me. Half the other people couldn't tell me where the car was, and that is why I will never recommend Vroom, because that's outrageous, quite frankly, when you look at that.
Many cars also arrived with all kinds of problems. The FTC reported that customers noticed loud grinding noises, bald tires, worn brakes, and other issues. Something was very wrong. Remember the thousands of cars they were selling? Well, as it turns out, Vroom had also lied about their car inspections. Their website promised 184 points of inspection that were checked on every car they sold, but that wasn't happening. The FTC explained that Vroom had been misrepresenting that it thoroughly examined all the vehicles before listing them for sale. The Texas Department of Motor Vehicles issued Vroom more than 80 violations since 2019, leading to 59 cease and desist orders. Florida also fined Vroom for 47 counts of the same crime, not transferring a vehicle title, but it was about to get much worse. The Texas Attorney General also filed a lawsuit against Vroom on April 20th, 2022. Vroom had misrepresented and failed to disclose vehicle history and condition and terms of financing and approval. Vroom has not managed its growth effectively, leading to inadequate systems and procedures that have harmed Texas consumers. Vroom settled for $3 million, but there's more where that came from. The FTC filed a lawsuit against Vroom in July 2024 for similar charges, but also misrepresenting that it thoroughly examined all vehicles before listing them for sale. The title transfers and shipping delays were bad, but this was damning. This lawsuit also included those delivery delays where Vroom guaranteed the car be delivered in 10 to 14 days, even when they knew that was often a lie. Customers were kept in the dark, given no choices in delays, and most of all, offered no refunds. On January 22nd, 2024, after years and years of losses in the hundreds of millions, Vroom shut down its e-commerce car dealership. Over 800 employees were laid off as they tried to pay off their floor plan financing, but it was too little, too late. On November 13th, 2024, Vroom filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Strangely enough, the company emerged from bankruptcy in 2025 debt-free. The company still owns UACC and CarStory, but is a very different and much smaller company now. Vroom is a startup tale as old as time. Scale as big as possible, as fast as possible. They saw how good things were in the pandemic and went all in. I can imagine they thought things were going to be great forever. They went too big, too fast. Not only that, they hurt their reputation. After a few years, many people avoided them like the plague. If you want to grow big, maybe you shouldn't lie to your customers. There's actually another company that's very similar to Vroom, Carvana, another multi-billion dollar car dealership, but with a car vending machine. Carvana's story might be even wilder. Check out this video to learn more. Also, thanks again at Delete Me for sponsoring this video. To get your data removed from the internet, check out Delete Me via my link in the description to get 20% off. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.